Hey everyone, it is 20 past 3 in the afternoon and I've just got home from work. I've had a wonderful day at work today. I am thankful every single day for the amazing job that I have. Something else I'm thankful for is my YouTube channel, the way it's developed, the way it's unfolded, the way it's grown and the positive effects that it's had on me as a person. I love YouTube and my Robbie Fishing channel has been operating now since 2011. When I first started my channel, I started it because a lot of the people that I fished with were saying, you should start your own YouTube channel. At that point in time, YouTube was gaining momentum. It had got quite big, but it wasn't as big as it is now. And the people were saying, you should start your own YouTube channel and share your adventures because I have a lot of fun when I'm fishing. People have fun when they fish with me. And a lot of people had suggested it. Up until then, I'd been solely writing for magazines. I'd been writing for a number of magazines, and I still do write for a couple to this day. But most of my work now is YouTube and a fishing app called Fisho. I do a little bit of work with them as well. But anyway, back to YouTube. I started because I wanted to share my fun, share my passion and use my camera skills. You see, I love photography. I love being creative with the camera. Whether it's videoing or photographing, I just love it. And I love fishing and I love helping people and sharing my adventures. And that's where my YouTube channel started. Now, earlier this year, YouTube made changes to their monetization process, or they made changes to their partner, the YouTube partner platform. In other words, you can't just start a channel and monetize it like you used to be able to. You need to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time before you can start earning any money on YouTube. And this ruffled a lot of feathers with a lot of smaller creators. Now, for the record, when I first joined YouTube, I didn't even monetize my channel for quite a long time. In fact, I had close to 500,000 video views before I even monetized my channel. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know that I could monetize my channel. That was never my motive. That was never my incentive. My motive was, as per my friend's suggestions, to share my adventures, to share the fun, to share the laughter, and to be able to help people enjoy what I enjoy so much and what I get so much out of, and that is go fishing. So I started my channel with the sole purpose of just being out there, taking my out there personality and putting it out there, if that makes sense. That's why I started my YouTube channel. After 500,000 video views, I thought, I'll monetize it now. Now I've got 13,500 subscribers. I earn a little bit of pocket money each month, but you know what? It's barely even enough to cover the fuel costs. If I was running it as a business, it would be a massive loss. So it's still only a hobby. But hey, I love it. I'm inspired to keep doing it. And I won't be stopping making YouTube videos anytime soon. It's just something that I love doing. And YouTube also has been really, really good for me in my personal development. It's helped increase my confidence. I mean, I was always quite a confident person, but it's helped make me even more confident than I already was. It's certainly helped me with my speaking. All of my life, I've been in trouble for talking too fast, and I still do it from time to time, but nowhere near as bad as I used to, because I've had to learn to slow down and be sort of conscious of that. And it's just helped me, it's helped open doors. Being a YouTuber means that more people have contacted me for sponsorship, for public speaking. I've been invited to go into tackle stores and do presentations, and a lot of these have came because I've been discovered on YouTube. I've been writing in magazines for 10 years, I love that. I've always loved that. But in this day and age, I'm really enjoying being a YouTuber for so many reasons. Now, before I wind this up, if I can give any advice to anybody out there starting a new channel, if you're starting a YouTube channel just to earn a bit of pocket money, then you're in the wrong game. You're probably not going to be successful. If you're one of these people that blurs out the backgrounds of your photos so that nobody knows where you're fishing, you don't like to give people your trade secrets, so to speak, then you're probably not going to be successful either. If you are willing to share and be helpful, you don't have to give away your secret spots and your favourite little spots, but you do want to be able to help people by giving them a pretty general idea on where they can go and have a reasonable chance of catching fish. If you're happy to do that, you love photography, you want to be out there, then YouTube is probably going to be a great place for you and you might succeed. And I'll tell you someone that fits out really well. There's a channel from up in northern New South Wales. It's called Newmarch's Fishing Mission. Newmarch's Fishing Mission. Jake Newmarch. He's got such a quirky, bubbly personality. And I notice in his comment section that he helps people out. And that's why he's growing at quite a good speed, because he's got all the right criteria. If you're just showing people what you can do, but and what you can do and what you've achieved and you're not willing to help people out, you're probably not going to succeed. But anyway, I love it. I love helping people out. I love sharing my adventure stories. I love sharing my shed stories. I just love being out there because I'm one of the most out there people that you'll ever meet. YouTube gets a massive thumbs up from me. I love it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.